April with his Zur's Swukta. Sweet showers of April, Chaucer praised April's rains, of which virtue engendered is the flower. I love those lines. I love them when I first learned them in Middle English. I love them today. But hundreds of years later, another poet, T.S. Eliot, condemned April as the cruelest month. April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Dull roots. I get that. Have you ever had your dull roots stirred? It can be painful. But this year, my dull roots were gloriously stirred by April's rains, so much better than snow. And that's typical for me. But Eliot's saying it's a bad thing to stir those dull roots because it hurts. Chaucer sees April as a time of new life that invites us to live virtuously, to learn, to grow, to go on pilgrimages. Yet really both poets are saying the same thing. For Eliot, April is the cruelest month, but he makes Chaucer's point. April stirs roots with spring rain. To Chaucer, that stirring is a virtue. For Eliot, it's cruelty. This is a common human phenomenon. Different perspectives affect each person's experience of the same events. People don't just see things differently. Each one of us experiences events from a unique perspective, one shaped by everything that's happened in our lives and shaped perhaps by our genetic hardwiring. The April that Chaucer celebrates brings pain to Eliot. In this difference is an important life lesson. It's not simply that people see the same events differently, but that even when they agree on the facts, they may have very different emotional reactions. We may be like Chaucer and celebrate April showers. Chaucer is singing in the rain, singing and dancing in the rain. But someone somewhere is watching the rain and thinking, tears, memory and desire, loss, and longing. As the earth awakens, spring invites us to awaken to life. For someone somewhere, awakening is painful. We are here part of something larger than any one of us. As spring invites the awakening of the spirit, let's be mindful. Let's awaken as well to our connection to one another. Let's keep our hearts tuned to one another. Let's be aware that anyone, anytime, may be in need of empathy and love. And let's take that awareness out into the world. And there will be years for each one of us when April feels cruel, when the land returning to life is a painful reminder of what we have lost or what we are even now in the process of losing. At these times, these cruel times, we must reach deep into the heart. We must reach to that stillness that connects the human heart to the heart of all things. Whatever our losses, whatever our drought and dullness that we may suffer in the winter of our discontent, beneath the surface of our lives, beneath the surface of that pain in the heart, there's always life inviting us to notice and to respond. I remember once looking out the window into the backyard and seeing a forsythia bush. It had at least once been a forsythia bush, but it was all brown and dry sticks and clearly dead. This was March. It could not be alive. It could not in any way be connected to the earth. I thought to myself, I'm going to have to go out there and dig that out and throw it away once the weather gets a little warmer. And then one day in April, it was covered with buds. How is it possible? It is life. We are like that forsythia. We're rooted in the earth. We long for warmth and sunlight and spring rain. Even when we feel dry and dead, somehow we can awaken again to life. The stone rolls away from our cave, our tomb of despair, and life invites us to look for the sequel. To me, when I think about the Easter story, I realize that the factuality of the story has never mattered to me, not nearly as much as its meaning. That is, the meaning I take from it, the meaning I take from it, the meaning that I make from it. Mostly I'm like Chaucer. It rains, I sing and dance. But at times, and oh, there have been times, I've been like Eliot. The rain has only made my bones ache and my heart sad. It's because of the dancing times. It's because of those cruel, sad times. It's because of them both that I find meaning in the Easter story. One day the stone rolls away. The cave is empty. The how or why doesn't matter to me. All the many theories and offered in explanation don't matter to me. All the calling to belief, it doesn't matter to me. What matters is that darkness gives way to light. What matters is that once again I will stand in the sunlight. Each time I think that spring will never come, it does. What matters is that each time I am in despair, there's an impossible bird singing right outside my window, and it wakes me up. What matters is that the spirit of life flows through me. A story that ends with an empty tomb is an invitation to us to discover the sequel we write for ourselves. The spirit of life flows through me. It flows through each of us. It flows through all things on the earth. I am persed to the rota. Each pulsing vein bathes in life's glorious ambrosia of earth and sky. It is, at last, spring. Now is the time for all good people to venture out of the cave of despair and into the world. It's time to go on pilgrimage from the now into the future. It's time to write that sequel. Maybe it's a musical. Awake. We are the song life is singing to itself.